You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. If you tuned into episode 6 featuring author Chloe Elam, her new book, A Band-Aid Won't Do, is now available. You can go purchase her book via my website, www.4qtrmovement.com. I can't speak for the rest of you fourth quarter ballers out there, but I can speak for myself, and I am Miss Fourth Quarter. Matter of fact, you can ask anybody about me because I got street credit. With that being said, Fourth Quarter Movement has partnered with Kentucky Sports TV with the I Got Street Credit t-shirts, available on my website, www.4qtrmovement.com, available in all colors. Hey, what up, y'all? It's Monday, Mindset Monday, what we like to call it. It's definitely a mindset today. Here with me, last night was Super Bowl Sunday. And if you watch the Super Bowl, you know the outcome. The Eagles beat the Patriots. And who was expecting that? Because I'm be honest, I definitely was not. I mean, of course, I'm like the rest of the world, you know. I don't necessarily hate Tom Brady. I think he's actually great. But, you know, they won last year. I wanted to see the Eagles win. The first, you know, Super Bowl win in franchise history. I'm for that. I'm for the underdogs. I'm for the people that nobody expects to win. I'm for the people, you know, the people making history. So, shout out to the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to you guys on winning that Super Bowl number 52. Patriots, Tom Brady, I doubt he retires. So, they'll be back. They'll probably win it the next 2 years. But, anywho. So, today, I have a really good message. It kind of came from, the title of this actually came upon while I was washing clothes, I was folding clothes, hanging clothes up. So I was in my closet, you know, hanging up some clothes that I had just got done, you know, putting on hangers. So then, you know, God just gave me a word, and it was said, defining your energy. And I'm like, defining your energy. And then, you know, I just started thinking about it and thinking about playing over my head. And then, boom, I got the inspiration behind that. So, I'll give a little backstory. But today's title, instead of defining your energy, it's going to be kind of talking about just transferring your energy. But we'll get more into that. So, last Saturday, my dad, you know, called me previously and was like, hey, you know, I want you to come up and meet one of my friends. You know, my dad knows that I like being around successful people. He knows I like hearing about, you know, different stories. So he was like, hey, you know, I want you to meet my friend. You know, he does something with, you know, what health club gyms. And I'm like, okay. So we met up with his friend, and his friend was just kind of telling us his story, telling us how, you know, he's a distributor for health clubs. He gets people to buy their own health club and buy their own gyms and personal gyms and, you know, stuff like that. And was just telling us how he got started and saying how, you know, when he first started doing it, everybody was like, nobody listened to him. Nobody was like, you know, hey, what you got going on? Nobody wanted to support his dream. Nobody wanted to support his vision. So he was saying how he sent like a mass message out to all his friends on Facebook telling them, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm starting this business. And he said that he didn't hear from anybody. Said nobody responded. So then he said that he grew up. His dad was taking him to see all kind of motivational speakers. He's seen John C. Maxwell, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, and like a bunch of other people who's wrote like a lot of famous books. And I was just saying, like, he was like, so basically, like, it was kind of instilled in me when I was younger, you know, just to have that push and just, you know, don't never give up. And I just always had that mindset. And then he was just saying, so I thought about just their approach and how they did things. He said, so I just made like a 30-second video on Facebook, and then I got like immediate response from a lot of people who wanted to be involved. And he said, and it was people like all the way in, you know, Afghanistan, who, you know, guys who were in the military, who was like, hey, I need something to do when I get back, you know. So that was just his story, and he was telling me that, and he was just saying how just really like the timing was right. And, you know, he changed up his approach and he changed up his strategy just to make things work. And he said he had to accommodate, you know, what was popular in the time, which was making that 30-second video. So as him and my dad were talking, they were talking about how, you know, growing up, my dad was a very well-liked guy. He never had really a lot of enemies. And he also talked about how, you know, my dad just had all this energy, and he just had so much energy, and he stayed into something. He stayed in trouble, and that's what dad was talking about. He's like, I stayed into trouble. I stayed into doing this, or I stayed into doing that. You got to understand, my dad, the way my dad grew up, it was him and three of his brothers and his mom. So, you know, she was, you know, not really, she's an older lady now, of course, but, you know, she couldn't really handle all of it because she had to work three jobs, you know, just to provide for them. So she didn't really get to keep her eye on them a whole lot, you know, a whole lot because of, you know, her working so much. So, you know, and dad was just talking about how he was good at every single sport. This every sport my daddy played, he was good at basketball, baseball, he was good at every single sport. So, and I was just thinking about that and thinking about just, and dad started telling him his story about how, you know, he went to prison, why he went to prison, federal prison, and how it was, and just saying all those types of things, and just talking about how basically the court system is set up for them to fail, and how he just was having his head on straight, how he wasn't going back to jail, and he was just, you know, talking about just basically his time in. So I started just really thinking about that, you know, when I got that message when I was in my closet, defining your energy, and just transferring your energy. I got to thinking about that story with my dad, and also I got to think, really just start thinking about myself. You know, it's amazing how my dad was good. You know, I've heard this from multiple people. My daddy was good at every single sport. He was a really good baseball player. He was a really good football player, but, you know, he couldn't stay away from the streets. You know, he was focused on money. He liked clothes. He liked sneakers. So, you know, and I just thought about just my life too as well. You know, because I made a comment to my daddy. I was like, you know, just imagine, you know, and my dad is really smart. He's a smart man. You know, he's a businessman. He knows how to make money. That's just what he knows how to do. That's him. So then I was just saying, like, man, you know, daddy, if you could have transferred that energy, all that negative energy that you had, and just put it somewhere positive, you know, there's no telling where you would be. So it is crazy when we think about generational curses. I even think about myself, you know, like my dad. And when it comes to just me, all the energy that I was putting into negative things just growing up, you know, I've talked about this before, you know, in previous things in my previous podcast that I've done, and also too in my blog that I wrote, my very first blog. You know, growing up when I was in high school, not as bad, but more when I got to college, I could have been a positive influence to people, or a negative influence. And a lot of times that I chose negative because, you know, I wasn't really true to myself, you know, and I was back then. Let me looking back, I think about how much, you know, I wanted to be liked and how much I felt the pressure because a lot of people were around me always watching me, seeing what I was doing, whether if I was walking in the gym, when I was playing basketball, I was being watched, just always being watched. So I always felt the pressure of, you know, wanting to be that person that everybody wanted to be around. So I would steer people the wrong way at times. You know, I was always the person who, well, you know, actually I picked and choose. I could be, like I said, I could be positive at a point in my life, or I could be negative. And I just think about, you know, me in college, I was the life of the party. I was the ringleader of, you know, getting us to go out. And, you know, I was the one mixing the drinks, teaching the freshmen how to drink how to mix alcohol, you know, doing all kind of different things, just always partying, always wanting to be at a party. And if a person turned me down to have a good time, you know, one of my teammates, I'd be like, you know, you're lame. You don't want to go out. Ooh. But so I think that I've probably even, you know, manipulated people or put pressure on people to do things that they may not have done, or just things that were negative and things that weren't making them better. And, you know, and I just think about just my life now. You know, I've always been an encourager. Same thing as my dad. My dad's an encourager. My dad encourages me. I've always been, you know, a hustler. So is my dad. My dad's always been a hustler. Those are things that I've got from him. We've always been natural leaders and just natural people that others followed. So, and I started thinking about, you know, when I decided to make that change to quit bringing other people down in a negative way. And just using my gift, you know, for positive, and using my gift to make other people's better. And because, you know, even in basketball, I was a point guard. A point guard is, you know, in charge of distributing the ball, you know, running the offense, running the show, making people better. You know, me, my role was to be a scorer too as well. But so I had it in me to make people better, but I just didn't know how to transfer that negative energy into positive. So I even start thinking about how I listened to a sermon in 2012, like probably right after I graduated college. I listened to a sermon at my home church, and it was Acts 9, and it was talking about Paul, which it was Saul at the time, Paul's conversion. Because if you didn't know, you know, history on Paul, well, Saul was his name before. He was basically a Christian killer. He would crucify people who believed in God, people who, you know, glorified God, and people who were just spreading God's word. He crucified them. And, you know, to tell, you know, God wasn't real, you know, he wasn't really on that. So, you know, in Acts 9, you know, he gets put in jail, and God pays him a visit and basically just, you know, ask him, you know, why are you crucifying me? And, you know, and he just asking God, you know, is that you, God? And, you know, he's seeing God for the first time or hearing from God for the first time. And it just had me thinking about that, how, you know, I was in that position. You know, I had all this talent. You know, I could lead people. I could get people to do a lot of things that I wanted them to do, but I always chose to lead them down the wrong road. I always chose my teammates to get drunk on the weekends, or chose them to, you know, not listen to the coaches, or do what the coaches wanted us to do, or just break rules, not go to class, and just stuff like that. And, you know, and people were always watching me, but I just wasn't doing the right things. And also, it's crazy because that same year, you know, this was the first time I heard God talk to me. You know, I was actually at Terrell's house, Terrell's apartment. And I was just, things were going so rough for me that year with basketball. My senior year, I stayed having injuries. I was always hurt. I think I sprained my ankle like 3 times in 4 weeks. It was like one of them twice, the other one time. You know, I was going through all that with body changes, and on top of me not knowing what I wanted to do after college and after I graduated, you know, what I wanted from there. Because, you know, basketball was coming over. I knew I didn't want to continue playing and, you know, try to be professional. I knew I didn't want that. So I was just kind of lost. And so I was in Terrell's apartment. I was praying. I was on my knees. I was crying, just asking God, you know, telling God, you know, forgive me for just the way I've been living my life. And hell, you know, I just wasn't really a good person, and I was just becoming an evil person, and I always just wanted to do bad. You know, and God just told me just to get up. He just told me I was going to go out and live for him, and I was going to do what, you know, he wanted me to do, and I was going to, you know, lead people in the right direction. So when I think about just transferring energy and, you know, where we do put our energy, kids who are ADHD. So, you know, growing up, I can remember, you know, having kids in my class who were severely ADHD and just would go all nonstop, go nonstop, go nonstop. So, you know, usually those kids back then, they would, you know, put them on medicine, put them on Ritalin. But I can remember I had one dude in my class, so his mom put him in every single sport that he could sign up for. Every single sport, she just put him on, like, and, you know, just, and I, me looking back, you know, I was wondering, why does he play every single sport? And I just realized, I thought about it, she was trying to distribute that energy in a positive way, and just trying to put him in something to be something of substance, and just something just to get that out, to keep him active. So I look at my life, and I like to focus, you know. I had someone tell me that don't focus so much on your weaknesses. And that's something that I'm really bad about with myself. You know, I'm so hard on myself. I'm always focusing on, well, I can get better by doing this, or I can get better this way, or I need to, you know, do things like this. But I started thinking about just focusing on my strengths more and taking the energy from my negative to my strengths and doing things that way. So instead of me constantly getting people to do bad things, getting, you know, convincing people to, you know, get in trouble or not follow the rules or just being just negative, period. Like, I had to get away from becoming that person because it was all I wanted to do. I was just bringing other people down. So that's when, you know, the fourth quarter movement came about. So the fourth quarter movement, it's all about, you know, me just, really it started out with me just in my life. I'll be honest, it wasn't really about other people at first. It was just me just talking about, you know, me pushing to just accomplish my dreams and accomplish my goals, you know, in a certain time frame. Me just saying that I was in the fourth quarter of my life. And, you know, so I started applying that, you know, with other people and other things that I was involved in. And me, I talk a lot of mess. If you know me, like, I stay talking crap. Like, I talk so much stuff. And, you know, the fact that I talk so much stuff, you know, instead of me talking bad to people or, you know, talking negative people, making people feel bad about themselves, or, you know, even me putting people down, you know, making me feel like I'm better than them. Because, you know, I'm a confident person. So that's something I was good at doing, is just talking reckless to people. So now I transferred that energy, and now I'm like the best gasser ever. You know, if you want to be encouraged, you know, that's why I'm doing a podcast right now. You know, if you want to be encouraged, I want to, you know, push people. I want people to just to know that they're great. I want people to know that they can do anything. Because, you know, I feel like the only thing people need is just a little push sometimes. Or people just need to know that someone cares about them or someone believes in them. And that's what just what this fourth quarter is about. It's about us just coming together and people who's involved with me and pushing each other and, you know, pushing people to be positive. So something else too. I've always been known as being the plug. The plug for anything, just the plug for me having a bunch of plugs. You know, I know a lot of people, I know a lot of connections, I know people who do a lot of things. So I would use that in a negative way too, as well, you know, for my good, you know, me trying to get money off of me putting some people on with something, or just me using things for my benefit in just so many ways. So basically, if I was convincing you to do something, it was something that benefited me. And that's not something that I wanted on myself, because I've convinced a lot of people, a lot of my friends, to do a lot of things that weren't them, you know, just because it's something that I wanted them to do. And I heard a quote or other day. Well, you know, one of my mentors had told me this. She said, I've made it in my mind that if I can't help you, I'm not going to hurt you. So I just want to help people my whole life. That's my purpose, just to encourage others and just to make connections and just that for, I want everybody to win. I'm not a hater. I'll never be a hater ever. I feel like we all can be successful. I feel like we all can be positive influences to each other even. And honestly, just me looking back and thinking about just the person that I was in college, I was just so insecure, so unsure of myself, you know, didn't really know who I was. You know, I would, you know, say that I was a woman, you know, and all that stuff, you know, by age, but I had no clue. And I think that I wanted other people to be just as confused as I was in life, or other people just to be on something that I was on, you know, just because it was bad and I wanted to feel better about myself. And usually that's how things go when people are just negative people and people just have bad energy. And that's something that I don't want for myself, and that's not something I want for the people around me. And I even think about how we are disguised by negative people. And sometimes, and it can be people so close to us, and we just don't even realize that they're being negative, because, you know, the people who are negative are really good manipulators. So, you know, I found this article, and it's 10 types of people to stay away from, avoiding negative influences and rude, depressing people. And some of these even convicted me. So just listen to these 10 types of people, and just see if you can identify them in your life. So number 10. People who make fun of you and everything you do. That was me. That was me. 100%. And I still do that. But I mean, I joke around a whole lot. I don't mean it to be a negative way. But I slowed down on it a whole lot too as well. Because I didn't realize that I did have that effect on people. So like, people who make fun of you and everything you do. Like, that's powerful. We don't see that as being negative. Just sometimes we just see people as joking around. But you really got to be careful for that. And it says, these are type of people who will always find a way to make fun of you regardless of a time and place. Whether it is the car you drive, the way you speak, how your bum looks in a new dress, or your latest project at school. These people are try to put you down in a miraculously aimed joke. Ugh, that was me. Number 2, people who bully you or dominate over you. Okay. I had that was kind of me too. Okay. Let's see. Number three was people who take you for granted. Number 4, people who are always complaining about something. That wasn't me. I don't always complain about things. Number 5 was people who have broken your heart. That's a good one too as well. Number 6, people who have lied to you, betrayed you, or cheated you. Number 7, people who had faults in you all the time. Yeah, that's a big one too as well. How y'all ever just been around somebody, they always just find something wrong with you, but ain't nothing wrong with them. Yeah, come on, somebody. Number 8, people who constantly try to change you. That's a big one too as well. Number 9, people who you can't trust. And number 10, people who have given you bad memories. So the ones that really stood out to me was definitely the first one. like I said, when it was saying people who were constantly making fun of you, because that was me. I always constantly made people feel uncomfortable or, you know, made fun of anything. I always had something to say regardless. And, you know, that wasn't cool on my part. I could have been just joking around. But me looking back then, I was insecure. And I probably was trying to make somebody feel, you know, just as less about themselves than I did, you know, at the time too as well. Which we get so caught up in that and we don't realize that, you know, we're affecting other people by the way that we feel. And that's why we make the mistakes that we make sometimes, or even say the things that we say, especially women. I had to really look at myself when I thought about just the person who I was and this negative person. And something that I was thinking about, we do things that harm people and how we just don't know. And now that me looking back, you know, I can think about a friend that I did have who kind of fell back on me for a while. For a long time, just because, you know, she was just a great person. You know, she was had her head on straight. But when she was around me, she was a new person. She wasn't always the best person that she could have been. And, you know, that's something that I did, you know, and unintentionally. I didn't really mean harm. But like I said, when you're not feeling good about yourself and you're in a space where, you know, you're not encouraged and you're not positive, you want other people around you to be negative too. It's like that single girl, you know, us friends, us being women, we got that friend who's single, who you don't really want to tell that you got a man, or if you want to talk to her about what you got going on in your relationship, she's always got something bad to say. She's always, I told you, you know, that wasn't going to work, or I told you this, I told you that, I told you that, but really, she's just upset and mad because she doesn't have a man and she's single. So, be mindful of those people, and just really, I think that now's a time where we have to step outside of ourselves and see ourselves too as well. Ask yourself, am I a positive person? Ask yourself, do I make others around me feel comfortable? Do I make others around me to be the best that they can be? And if not, you really need to check that. You really need to look in the mirror and to see that, well, just to ask yourself, am I challenging people? Where's my energy going? Is my energy negative energy or is my energy positive energy? Because nobody wants to be around a negative Nancy 24/7 or all the time. You know, and that's just the person that I was and I didn't realize. But me, I would pick and choose a whole lot. You know, I would want to be positive, you know, when it was something, like I said, to benefit me. I'd want to be negative if it was something to benefit me as well. So now I'm just doing my podcast, you know, I'm trying to encourage other people. I'm just transferring me. I like to talk. I like to talk a bunch of stuff. I like to talk a bunch of mess. So me putting that energy to somewhere positive to help other people. So just think about your weaknesses in your life this week and think about what type of person that you are. Think about if you're helping people. Think about where you're putting your energy, whether if it's being negative things or whether it's being positive things. And that could be in all aspects of life, too, and just everything that you have going on. Like me, you know, I talked about this last episode. All of that me listening to music, stuff that's not purposeful. Now I listen to only, you know, motivational speakers, motivational videos when I'm just in my downtime. Just transferring that mindset to positive things and just transferring all of my energy into positive things to get to where I'm trying to go. So thank you guys for listening to this once again. Let's just focus on just transferring our energy this week to being positive, not negative, especially Monday. It's Monday. It's Mindset Monday. You know, people think negatively on Mondays, like, it's Monday. You know, I dread Mondays. Wish we didn't have them. Look, let's transfer that negative energy to the Monday, to the positive, the start of the new week. Let's get some things done. I'm excited because I got Facebook Live on Battle of the Barns tonight coming up. So we did great with that last week. So got some good things coming up for that. So let's just focus on just transferring our energy this week. It's a mindset.